37.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are going to help you to become a better gardener. And we know it's almost spring. We're getting very close right now. Only 27 days to the arrival. And when you do have some nice days that you can work in the garden, there are things that can be done now in preparation for the season. If any of you have flowering crabs, if you have fruit trees, berry bushes, and roses, there are a lot of insects that are overwintering on these plants. And there are things that you can do when you have good weather. Temperatures in the 40s. That you can add to those plants that will kill the eggs to eliminate thousands of insects down the road. And to help to give you some information and names of products that you can easily find at your local garden center, I have asked Art Cockett from the Bone-Eyed Lawn and Garden Company to join us this morning and to help you to prepare for the season. It is February, but it's time to get out and help some of these plants if the weather where you live is nice. So if you get to 40 or 50, it's time to get out and do some things around the yard. Art, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you, sir?
Wonderful. It's so glad to have you join us this morning and share your knowledge and get everybody ready and excited about the season. It's time, even though where I live in southern Maine right now, we're getting 8 to 10 inches of snow, but it's free nitrogen fertilizer. That's the way I look at it.
Well, it's good to be on, Paul. I'm getting rain. I'm in Connecticut. I missed the big storm of the snow. Of course, I got whacked last week, but last couple of weeks. But I'm ready for spring.
Wonderful. Hey, tell us a little bit about Bone-Eyed Lawn and Garden and a little bit of history and what they're doing in the weeks to come.
Well, Bone-Eyed, as you know, Paul, is a family-owned company. Been around since 1926. Third generation. We've been selling solutions to problems for folks around the garden, the home, and the lawn for quite a long time now. I know you it's important for you and your listeners to have organic and natural products. We've been selling organic, natural products since the inception of the company, back when the great-grandfather of the gentleman who runs it now, the family member, back when his great-grandfather called on dairy farms and sold products there. They were organic even back then, so that's a very important thing for us. About half the products that we sell are organic.
That's wonderful, and people are looking for safer alternatives to what's out there, and Bone-Eyed has something for everybody. Now, we've had a ton of snow, as you well know. How would that affect the lawn during the weeks to come?
I'm sorry, that's a good question. You know, you might not be thinking about that just yet, depending on how far north or south you are, but with the snow cover that we've had up north this year, we expect to have a couple of problems when it does melt. You know, there's one good thing about the snow cover. It insulates the plants and keeps them warm, actually. It seems kind of funny, but the snow cover is actually a good thing for that part. But it also serves to insulate the moles and the voles. And those guys can be under the snow causing trouble from here out. In years that we have a big snow cover, we often have a big problem with the moles and the voles when the snow melts. The voles get under there and they tunnel their way right above the ground and under the snow level in gardens and often eat the plants right up at the soil level, particularly trees and shrubs that are woody. They like to girdle the plant and just eat the bark around, and they actually get into the cambium, which is the, you know, part that supplies the plant with nutrients and moisture. And it interrupts that and causes real trouble, so that later on you don't realize the problem until, you know, early summer, that maybe your junipers are dying and you wonder why. And if you go take a close look, you find out that the voles have been in there doing some damage. Same kind of thing with the moles. They just love this time of year coming up, again, as the snow melts. That's when they're very active in the lawn. And I think anyone who's ever had mole damage knows what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Now, if for people that have a heavy soil with clay and water tends to build up, the drainage isn't very good, and we get a lot of snow like this, do you sometimes see a lot of snow mold develop underneath that ice layer and snow layer? And what can you do if you do develop snow mold in your lawn?
Well, snow mold is a problem when the snow has been piled up, and as you say, it's holding the moisture, sometimes ice, but it's also keeping oxygen away from the grass. And it's particularly, you know, bad when the snow is piled up for a long time. A lot of times people have it along the edge of the driveways where they've, you know, thrown the snow pile and made it even deeper so it stays there longer. The snow mold, there's a couple things that you can do to take care of that. Number one, the best thing would have been to prevent it by putting down, we have a product called Infuse, which is a lawn fungicide that we recommend is put down late in the fall, not into the winter, but when the lawn is still actively growing, almost dormant, in, say, October or November, even a couple of applications. If you've had a history of the snow mold, that's probably a wise move, is to try to prevent it. Other than that, if you didn't do that this year and you do have snow mold when the snow all melts, it would be wise to put down an application when you do get the opportunity. It's a good idea, too, to take a leaf rake and rake those areas, and what that does is it helps to get oxygen down into the crown of the plant, which is, if that part of the plant dies, then the lawn will die out there. You know, if it doesn't die completely, it also suffers stress and thins out and makes for an opportunity for crabgrass, et cetera. So snow mold can really be a problem. It's not that hard to take care of. Infuse, it's a product in a bag that you put down with a fertilizer spreader. It's a granular product. The other thing I might suggest, too, is being careful in the fall that you don't use a high nitrogen fertilizer real late as a winterizer type of product. The better products are milder in nitrogen in that time of year. You can use nitrogen in the early fall, but you don't want to use it late in the fall, because the lush green growth late is more likely to have a snow mold problem. So a little more thought in the fall. It's not, you know, we're too late now, but, you know, if you have the problem this spring, you might consider it next fall. But when you get a chance this spring, get out with our infused granules. Before you put it down, take a light raking to the turf area.
So when we get into March, hopefully the snow will disappear, the grass will be brown and green in patches. Give it a good cleaning, good raking. Put down the infuse, and that will take care of the snow mold. And snow mold is, your grass turns white. It lays down, it's in patches, it just doesn't look like the rest of the lawn. And by getting off all of the dead blades of grass, you're letting the air circulation, and The granules will help it. Now, once you've cleaned the lawn, when can we start thinking about putting down grass seed and fertilizer to maybe help thicken up those areas where we had some dieback in the lawn during the winter?
Well, Paul, the time to start thinking about that is probably around the 1st of April, but that depends on how far north or south you are. You know, here in New England, that's about right for southern New England where I live. Maybe a little bit, another week or so later where you are, Paul, up there, and further south, of course, earlier. So, April 1st is a good date for southern New England, and you have to go from there. Now, of course, on the back of our bags, the crabgrass preventer product, the first phase of our four-phase program, there's a little map back there that tells people exactly when to apply, and of course there's information on our website as well. Now that product is a product that prevents crabgrass from germinating, so it's very important to have the timing on it correct so that you get it down early. And it's ours is actually the longest lasting crabgrass preventer on the market. It will prevent the crabgrass all summer long. Seems like sometimes they peter out through the year, but ours is the longest lasting. Your other part of your question was about grass seeding. Now, seeding, the two best times are spring and fall. Fall is really the number one best time for success for seeding. However, spring, you really need to, if you have problems, you need to do it. Because
do it in April. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
This is Paul Largate of Largate Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a 7-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness in Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largate Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237. Extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Well, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we're trying to help to motivate you and let you know that there are things that you can do around your yard. Now, as the weather warms up and we get temperatures in the 40s on a regular basis, tell us what we can do to control insects and diseases on our fruit trees, flowering crabs, rose bushes. What do you have that's organic or natural that you can put on them that will take care of diseases that are spending the winter on our plants just waiting to cause problems? And insects who have laid thousands of eggs in the fall, knowing that it was the end of the year in preparation for the start, what can people do, and give us the steps on how to do it?
Okay, thank you, Paul. We have a few different products that would help out with what you're asking. The first thing we think of early in the year, once the temperatures warm up above 40 degrees, is a product called All Seasons Oil. It's a all-natural paraffinic oil. And what it does is it coats and suffocates the insects, including the eggs, the larvae, and the adults. So when we catch it early, we consider it a dormant oil spray. So you use it well before the leaves come out is fine. And, again, it's important to take care of the eggs at that point. So it's called All Seasons Oil. It comes either in a ready-to-use for small applications. It's in a hose end applicator to make it easy, or we have it in a concentrate that you can mix and spray. Along with that, as a dormant fungicide, we have our copper, which is, again, a natural product. Our copper fungicide you can use in conjunction with the All Seasons Oil as a dormant fungicide spray early. Both of these products can be used in season as well and, throughout the growing season. There's a third product that's also organic called our Orchard Fruit and Nut Spray, and it, too, is for insects, but it's also for diseases. It has sulfur in it, which is a natural fungicide. That's for a little bit later on. You don't want to use it with the same time as the All Seasons Oil. We recommend the copper initially, And then later on, as the growing season starts, that's when you switch over to the orchard fruit and nut. So in addition to the fungicide in it, it has pyrethrin, which is an all-natural insecticide that dissipates rapidly. That product can be used up to the day of harvest, so you can use it throughout the growing season on a wide range of different fruits and nuts and so on, but also it's a very good product for ornamental plants as well.
That's great. So as soon as the weather gets nice where you live, and you can have 40 for a few hours so that the product can dry, mix it, apply it to the plant, and think of it this way. If you can kill 100 eggs right now, they won't survive. They'll never be able to mate, and they'll never be able to lay eggs themselves, so that you can cut back on the amount of insect problems that you have, and that means a lot less spraying for you. Now, when the weather gets even warmer, I know Bonide has a product called Tree and Shrub, and this annual Tree and Shrub Drench will take care of a lot of common insects like woolly adelgid that attack hemlock trees and a few other insects. When does that get applied, Art?
The annual Tree and Shrub Drench, you need to wait a little bit until really all the rainy spring part is over so that you're not applying it when we have the soil is full of too much water. We don't want to have it saturated with water at that time. Once the, you know, you could say when the sap starts moving in the tree, so it won't be too much longer before you can use it. You don't need to wait until the trees get the leaves on it or anything by any means.
Okay.
The annual Tree and Shrub Drench is really perfect for those hemlocks that get the woolly adelgid that you mentioned, because those trees are often quite large and very difficult to spray. So the way that that product is used is it's mixed with water and poured right at the base of the tree within a couple of feet of the trunk, and it absorbs straight into the root system, right, and gets right into the cambium and pumps up to the tippy top of that big tall tree. It takes a little while to get all the way up there, but the best part of that product is that it lasts for an entire year. So if you have woolly adelgid or other ornamental trees or shrubs, you know, everyone, you think of it a lot for trees, but also for shrubs, to use it really in the spring before you have a problem. Even Japanese beetle, you know, rosewood.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And Wolf Linen blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and I know a lot of you listening are either getting snow, you're getting a cold, cold rain, and the baseball season is in Florida and Arizona. People are getting ready for the season, and you're getting anxious to get out in that yard. So what I want you to do right now is just to sit back in your chair, drink your coffee, and I want you to listen to this, and this will help to motivate you to think and know that spring is on the way.
Oh, when the sun is down and burns the tar up on the roof, shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, on a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun. the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
Just think about it, folks. Before long, the snow shovel, the snow blower, the ice melter, your parka, your winter gloves and hat will all be put away, and you'll be down at the beach enjoying the fine weather. It's coming, so think positive. And if we can help you, the phone number to reach us this morning is 855-660-4261. And we want to wish a great day to a new radio station joining the Paul Parent Garden Club, WEEU, 8:30 a.m. in Reading, Pennsylvania, known as The Voice. That's WEEU. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. And if you would like more information, go to our website, paulparent.com. And parent is like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T. You can see our website, a lot of information there. And you can sign up for our email newsletter. It's free every single Thursday. So click paulparent.com, click newsletter, and then put in your email address, and we will send you all kinds of great information. And we have an archive that you can look at. So if you do have a stormy day, you can't get outside, and you want to get some gardening information, you go to the archive. And like, for example, this week I did a story on how to start onions, leeks, and shallots by seed. They have also put on there a chart on when to start seeds indoors for the vegetable garden and what seeds need to be planted directly in the garden and when to do that. And you can print that out. Very useful information. So let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sharon from New Hampshire with a question about interpreting soil tests.
Sharon, tell me what's happening with the soil tests and what they had to say.
Hi, Paul. It's good to hear from you. I listen to you on the podcast all the time because my radio reception is so bad here. So I listen to you when I'm going to bed, and I listen to you when I wake up.
Thank you. What was your question, Sharon? Oh, I think we've been disconnected, Tom. Tom, who's up next?
Sorry about that. Next up, we've got Neil from Rhode Island with a question about phlox.
Good morning, Neil. How can we help you with your phlox, and are they ground phlox or the tall-growing phlox?
Well, I was going to ask you that. I'm visually impaired, and I'd like to ask you, several weeks ago, one of your gardeners called in about a volcano phlox. Is that a tall phlox or a short subglottum?
The volcano phlox is a new hybrid tall-growing phlox, and the thing that you will love, Neil, about this tall-growing phlox is that it does not receive powdery mildew. And that's been a big problem. No matter where you live in this country, when the heat and the humidity arrives, you start to develop powdery mildew on the foliage. And first the leaves turn yellow, then they get a white film on it, and then they turn black and crinkly, and it starts at the base of the plant, and it works its way up, and so that when the plant comes into full bloom, the foliage is all terrible looking. But the volcano is all powdery mildew resistant. It comes in several colors. And I'll tell you, if you want to get some information about the volcano phlox and you want to see what the colors look like, go to my website, paulparent.com, and I want you to click on sponsors. Scroll down, and the name of the company, they are from Australia. The name of the company is Tesler, T-E-S-S-E-L-L-E-R. If you click on their logo, it will take you to their website, and people that are with you, they can help to describe to you how the plant is going to grow. But what I like about it is it doesn't get as tall as your regular phlox. It grows much wider, and it produces a lot more flowers, and they're fragrant. So the volcano is the future in tall phlox. All the other varieties that get powdery mildew, and if any of you listening have a sprinkler system and you wet the garden at night or early in the morning, then you get fungus problems. So try this volcano phlox. It's a great new plant from Australia, and it's absolutely wonderful. Did you have a second question, Neil?
Yes, Paul. Is there any new varieties in the low creeping moss type subglottum?
There are a few new ones, and a lot of different perennial companies will have them. What I would suggest that you do, again, go to my website, and on the website there will be something that says seed catalogs. Click on seed catalogs, and then as you scroll down, we have like 60 different companies. Look for companies that sell perennials, and they will list the newer varieties of the ground phlox. And they are wonderful for a border planting, an edging along a driveway or a walkway. Most of them have evergreen foliage, and the flower colors are unlimited, whites and pinks and rose and purple. There's even bicolors now. There's one that I like and have at my house in Maine called Candy Striper. And it's a white petal with a pink center right in the middle of the flower. And so that you get this pink and white color, absolutely beautiful. And they're green all summer long. They multiply after a three-year period with a ground phlox. You wait till they're done blooming. When they're done blooming, you dig it up, split it in two or three or four pieces, depending how much it's grown, and then you transplant them, and now you've got two, three, or four more plants, and all you did was take care of it, it grew and divided all by itself. So try that, because every company has new hybrids, and I'm not familiar with them right now. I'll do the little research, and I'll try and get back to you. Thank you, Neil. We appreciate the phone call.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Have a wonderful weekend, Neil. Bye-bye.
You the same, Paul.
Bye.
Bye.
I know. Tom, who's up next?
Yeah, Neil. Bye-bye.
You the same, Paul.
Hey, Tom, who's
next? Next up, we've got Loretta from Maine with a question about raised bed gardens.
Loretta, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Greetings from snowy South Thomaston, Maine. The good news is, though, that all the little plants are nice and warm, snuggled under the snow, so it's better than having none. I have had a raised garden bed for several years and always replacing the cedar planks one after the other after a few years. Can I substitute the sides with cinder blocks, or will bad things leach into the soil and my vegetables from whatever they make them out of?
Oh, no, cinder blocks are great, absolutely great border. Growing up, my mother had a friend who was taking down a cinder block wall. And I remember my dad volunteered the three boys, me and my two brothers, and we went over and we picked up a lot of the cinder blocks and we used it for an edging for the vegetable garden. And it made it a lot easier to mow and to control weeds. But my mother had a field day. She filled the holes of the cinder blocks with potting soil, and she planted flowers in it. So we had not only a raised bed and held the soil so it would warm up earlier, but we had a flower garden all around the edges, and the lime in the cinder block will not hurt the soil.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my
Green
Prince.
Sorry about all that, Paul.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love
that. And that first caller that we had, kind of disappointed. She had a good question.
What is Green Prince?
She just dropped off the face of the planet mid-call.
Editor
of
award-winning best small garden magazine.
And the music cut off early because I didn't get to check the
Leader's
file ending to see where it ended. Apparently there's a second part to that song, according to YouTube.
Wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift.
When do you want to do the next one?
It's so unique. It's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprints.com.
Top of the hour.
That's greenprints.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I, too, was hooked.
All right, sounds good. I'm going to jump ahead and listen to the ending and make sure it ends properly.
Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a three-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no, and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
And in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. It is Sunday morning, and we want to encourage you to start thinking about working your guns. If your temperatures are going to be in the 40s or higher, we talked a little bit about in the last segment about using an all-season oil and a copper fungicide. And if you grow roses, fruit trees, berry bushes like blueberries, raspberries, grapes, this application done during late February or in March, I mean, it doesn't have to be done right now, but in March it should be done, it will eliminate a very high percentage of problems. Now, the thing that I like about the all-season oil is that you can spray it on your house, you can spray it on fencing, and it will not stain. So visit your local garden center, ask them for some help, and this all-season oil and copper will eliminate problems down the road. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ken from New Hampshire with a question about fire pepper plants.
Good morning, Ken. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. I've got a question in regards to a basket of fire pepper plant.
Yes.
I had that. I bought it last summer, and it blossomed all summer long and produced very bright red peppers. I brought it in the house, and I've been growing it all winter long. And probably over the past month, I've noticed that the leaves from starting at the tip, they start to turn brown, and they dry up, and they start to progressively move down the leaf. And it's primarily the larger leaves, the older leaves. And I was wondering, because now it's re-blossoming again and setting more peppers. It seems to be self-pollinating and setting more peppers. But I'm concerned that the leaves are turning brown at the tips, and then they're falling off. And I'm wondering, what should I do? Because I'd like to be able to grow it on this summer.
Okay. What size pot, Ken, are your peppers in?
It's probably, I would say, a 10-inch pot.
Okay. And was it grown in that pot all of last year?
Yes, it was. I took it out. It was in a smaller pot when I purchased it. I put it into that 10-inch pot last summer. And it doesn't appear to be root-bound per se, but I haven't taken it out to look.
Okay. And how about feeding? Have you fed it at all during the winter?
I use once a month, I'll use a half-strength liquid fertilizer, Miracle-Gro.
Okay. And how much sun is your pepper plant getting?
Unfortunately, it's an east-facing window, so it's getting more sun now than it had all winter long.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll tell you, my dad, like you, loved peppers. He was a chef, and that's what he did for a living, and there was nothing that he loved better than red, yellow, or orange peppers. The green peppers, you could stuff those and use them in salads, but when you go to the colored peppers and the spicy or hot peppers, that's what he loved. And every fall, he would dig 3 or 4 pepper plants from the garden, put them in 10-inch pots like you, and cut them back a little bit to help balance the loss of roots because now there was too much foliage. And the pepper plants did great inside. And like you, as you got into the end of February and March, you would get some defoliation of the plant. What he would do is, by the middle of March, he was feeding them every 2 weeks at full strength, giving him a good shot of fertilizer. He would move the plants to a south-facing window where they got more sun, and we've gained 2 hours of daylight since December, and we're gaining 2 to 3 minutes every single day now. And then if we had some nice days during March, during April, and the temperature was going to be 50, he'd put them in the garage. He'd open the garage door, set them in the garage to keep them out of the wind, but they got nice fresh air. They got a lot of direct sun on them. And then the increase in fertilizer, all new foliage appeared. The flowers came, and get into the routine of shaking the plant lightly to stir the pollen in the blossom, and you'll find that you'll get more peppers. And then when the threat of frost is over, he'd dig a hole, put them in, and he'd have a green pepper plant 2 feet wide, 2 feet tall, and by summer, it was almost 5 feet tall and very productive.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.